From theunce.com, this is the Unce Podcast. Featuring artist interviews, unreleased tracks, and previews of the biggest events in electronic music. Available every week at theunce.com. Hello and welcome to the Unce Podcast. I'm your host, Anand Harsh. My guest this week is David Sugalski, better known as the Polish Ambassador or Ample Mammal. Sugalski has self-produced 5 albums along with a slew of remixes, ranging from house and electro to glitch and grime. His wide-ranging style and unique stage show has gotten him signed by one of the biggest labels in the biz, 1320 Records. Let's get to the interview. You've been around for a while, but I still would like to get into your background. You're originally from Pennsylvania?
Yeah, I'm from a suburb outside of Philadelphia called Malvern.
Okay. Did you grow up playing instruments?
No, I took a few piano lessons as a kid, but no, I don't really have any musical background at all.
Wow, okay. Do you remember what you were listening to as a kid?
Just whatever my folks would play. They were into Genesis, Lionel Richie, Chicago. I remember lots of sappy romantic love tunes growing up.
Oh, that's all good stuff. So you've got music and romance in your blood.
Something like that, yeah.
Do you remember how you were introduced to the world of DJing and beat production?
Well, I was definitely influenced by groups like the Beastie Boys. They're one group that sticks out in my head. Yeah, I think I got a sampler back when I was in high school and started messing around. This was before the days of, at least before my days of computer sequencing, and I had, what was the first sampler? I think it was called a Zoom sample player or something. Really, really cheap, really janky, like $150 sampler. But just started tinkering around with that and slowly graduated onto bigger and better hardware.
Did you want to be a DJ at first, or did you know that you wanted to produce your own original beats? Because I know that having all original samples is part of what you're all about.
Yeah. You know, it definitely started off as an interest in producing. I never really got into the DJing thing. I did have turntables and everything, but at that time, it was really, when I had turntables, I was trying to get into scratch DJing. So it was always about creation for me rather than playing other people's stuff.
Was there any particular artist or group of artists or sound that you were trying to emulate when you first came up?
Well, you know, the first album that I put out was really, it's a pretty house-driven album. It's got a lot of electro and like some 8-bit and 16-bit sounds. I remember when I first put that album out, Chromeo was just coming up. Like, a lot of people still hadn't heard of them, but me and my friends were really digging their sounds. And yeah, stuff like Crystal Castles, when they first came up, if you listen to my first album, Diplomatic Immunity, a lot of it will sound, you know, not too much like that sort of stuff, but you'll definitely hear influences.
This beat is funky, man. Hey, I'ma drop it down like this. Yeah.
Girl Control from the Polish Ambassador right here on the Unce Podcast. You're out in the Bay Area now. You've had pretty much a front seat for the evolving West Coast sound. It's happening right in front of you. How do you describe it in your own words? Or is it like the nuns say in The Sound of Music? How do you keep a wave upon the sand? How do you hold a moonbeam in your hand? Is it that it's just happening all so fast and you can't really pin it down?
Yeah, I mean, you know, San Francisco is one of those cities. I guess there's a few in the United States where you can go out and there's like 10 really dope things going on a night. So I definitely use the web to keep me in touch with a lot of new sounds that are coming through the area. Even though I actually live here, I try to get out and see a bunch of shows, but you just can't catch everything, especially when you're touring as much as I'm touring right now. So, but yeah, as far as the actual sounds that are coming out of it, you know, a lot of shit just blows my mind.
I know you've done work with, like, Love Tech and the Slayers Club and all these other groups like the Flying Skulls, and there's just so many both Bay Area and Los Angeles DJs that have this new, very bassy, very melodic, almost psychedelic sound, and just the aesthetic of Glitch has evolved so much in such a short period of time.
Yeah, that's true. I really dig the style of what you were just saying, the glitch and the dub, but then also introducing a lot of melody. I try not to hate on music too much because there is so much great stuff, and it's better to praise stuff more than hate on it. But at times, things can be done, and they can be done really well, and then they're sort of just rehashed time and time again. And, you know, you hear a lot of people talking about, oh, whatever, dubstep is just so played out right now. Sometimes I'll go out to a club, and it really just is, because it's just like, you know, somebody spinning a set that basically operates in one genre and one BPM range, and, you know, we as human beings have so many different emotions that we can tap into. It's feel that sometimes it's unfortunate that you go out to a club and you can only actually tap into that one hardcore, gritty, grungy emotion that dubstep really speaks to. So yeah, I like to go and support artists that I feel are pushing the boundaries of the glitch scene, the bass scene, but can also, like, you know, totally get into some house music or some funk music and have a very wide spectrum of musical styles that they introduce into their set.
And that sort of leads into your own sets, which, you know, a lot of artists claim, hey, you come out and you'll see my show and you'll catch all sorts of different stuff. So I'm going to throw everything out there at you. And it's not really, it's maybe one or two genres, but you really do like to spin a variety of widely disparate things, from house and electro to some of the grimy dubstep and also getting into the glitch hop. You really do enjoy covering all the bases and even old stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It's exactly like what I was saying, that the stuff that I seek out and go try and listen to myself is the stuff that I really like to put out there as well. So, I mean, if you listen to the 5 albums that I have out right now, it ranges from grimy, glitchy, dubby type stuff, but then it also goes into just more funky electro house type stuff. So, yeah, it's just, for me, it's about, you know, the appreciation of lots of different music and being able to throw my filter on and have that music sort of come through me, and then be able to give it to my fans and friends and people that come out and see me play.
Wildebeest Tactics for the 21st Century from the Ample Mammal album Mating Season. On this current swing that you're on, where you're sort of headed down the Atlantic seaboard, cutting through the South and then back up into the Midwest, you're going to be actually stopping by my hometown of Lafayette, Indiana in a month or so at a theater gig, and it got me wondering, are you more at home in the little grimy clubs, or do you prefer the big, wide-open spaces of theater or even outdoor festival slots?
I like it all. There's different elements of each of the different ones that you just listed that are really great. I'm still a small artist in the scheme of things, so, you know, a lot of times I'll go into a new market and there will only be like 100, 150 people in the audience. And that's a blast for me, because I like to interact with the people that are interested in my music. You know, people say, hey, I've been following you for like 3 years, and that's a total blast for me to get to meet those people, shake their hand, and just have an exchange that's somewhat meaningful. You know, if you're playing something that's so big, it just might be too chaotic to have anything like that happen. But at the same time, you know, if you're playing in front of whatever, 500 to 1,000 people, there's just that massive rush that's sort of indescribable that, you know, I guess we as musicians thrive on. I don't know. It's a bit of a drug, I'd say.
Absolutely. So can you explain the dichotomy between the Polish Ambassador and your alter ego, Ample Mammal?
Yeah, I can. Maybe. I don't know. It's constantly changing.
Do your best.
So So when I first started making music and putting it out, that was about 2005, 2006. I put out the album Diplomatic Immunity under the Polish ambassador alias. And like I was telling you before, that's predominantly electro house with some chiptune like funk elements to it.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I guess actually once I moved, since that album, I put out two additional albums, sort of in the same vein with the same style of music under the Polish ambassador alias. And then I moved out here, out to the West Coast. And, you know, as we were talking about earlier again, I was highly influenced by the sounds out here. You know, you go out and there's just some badass progressive music coming out of those speakers. So I was tuning in and started taking that stuff in, and out came something that, in my opinion, just differentiated so much from anything that I had made before in those previous three albums. So I was like, well, shit, what am I going to call this? This will just, if I put the label Polish Ambassador on this, I may just alienate a bunch of my fans, or they won't even understand what's going on. And maybe that was just me being too speculative or critical, or I don't know, maybe even fearful of what could have happened if I all of a sudden just like put an album out with completely new music from what my fans had been used to. So with that said, that's when I came up with the moniker Ample Mammal and decided to release that music under a new alias. And it's gone over extremely well. Like, people are loving it. I'm actually getting quite a few bookings from people that are actually finding me through that alias now. And, you know, they're like, who's Polish Ambassador? And I'm like, oh, you don't even know. So, yeah, it's funny. But the thing is, it's going so well and people are liking it so much when I play it live that now is when the Polish Ambassador is, I'm incorporating a lot of that sound into the Polish Ambassador sound. So it's like I was saying, you know, they're sort of fusing together now. And at one point, Ample Mammal was something and Polish Ambassador was something. But now it's like it's changing and Polish Ambassador is, they're just merging together, I feel, at this point.
Now that you're five albums deep, how has your own personal approach and process changed over time? You obviously are not afraid to make drastically different cuts and put them under the same heading. Is there anything else that's changed in the way that you go into the songwriting process?
That's a good question. I think the things that have changed and that will continue to change is the evolution of the tools that I choose to use in the music. That's really the only difference I see in my process, because I still always open up my sequencer, start out with that kick drum, and then work on the drums, and then move on to the bass line. But the tools that I use are constantly changing. So I'm definitely consistently scouring the internet for new virtual plugins, new tools to process, new effects, all sorts of effects that are coming out. So yeah, it's like, you know, once I get my hands on those, then all of a sudden, boom, like I can just shift into a completely different sound because that plugin just gives me something that I've never heard before.
On the same sort of tip, some of your remixes make sense, like Alicia, for instance. But what about Radiohead's Fake Plastic Trees or here's the kicker, Next, Too Close? What is that? Where do these come from?
You know, it's really just music that has affected me throughout my life. Like that Next song, a lot of people were like, where the hell is this coming from? And, you know, a lot of people liked it. Some people, I don't know, a couple people were like, not really my thing. But me growing up, I look back to my 8th grade dance, and that was just a jam, dude. So hearing that, and then all of a sudden looking online for acapellas, you know, because I do that from time to time, not only for remixes, but also to incorporate, you know, little snippets into original productions as well. I saw that, and I was just like, wow, this is taking me back. What if I did, like, a glitchy, grimy remix of this? So, and sort of the same thing with the Radiohead. You know, I'm a huge fan of Radiohead, and, you know, there's actually, I don't think there is an acapella of that track, but I found an acoustic version and basically just filtered out some of the bass that was in it and was able to do a little redo version of that track.
Just like you said, I guess, anything's fair game for a remix.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally. I mean, you come to my live set, you'll hear some grimy, glitchy Jay-Z acapella, and then you might hear some Phil Collins right after that. I mean, I like to have fun with the music up there and not only make people move, but also laugh.
See, going back to your roots, your parents listened to Genesis for a reason.
I told you, man. It's all coming back full circle. Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Ooh, how I love you. I try, but I can't find it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus real, real slow. You know what you're doing, don't you? You're making it hard. Baby, when we're grinding, I get so excited. Ooh, how I love you. I try, but I can't find it. Oh, you're dancing real close. Plus real, real slow. You know what you're doing, don't you? You're making it hard. Baby, when we're grinding,
Polish Ambassador remix of Too Close from Next. Let's wrap up the interview.
In the past couple of weeks, big news, you recently signed to electronic powerhouse 1320 Records, home of STS9, Alex B, Telepath, Emancipator, all sorts of huge names. What does that mean for you and the future of your own music, or is it just business as usual?
Well, namely, I'm going to be doing my first national tour. One, because, you know, with the backing of 1320, you automatically will get a little bit more interest from promoters around the U.S., so, you know, that's going to be the one thing that will definitely, I feel, sort of catapult me in this next year. I look back to my previous albums, and I really didn't research so much what a label could do for me. And I never even really approached labels to release my albums. I was just completely content to just do it myself. And I guess, yeah, I don't really, in retrospect, I don't frown upon that. I think that it was really cool of me to stay independent for as long as I did and build this name for myself without a label, because ultimately I think maybe that spoke to 1320. I mean, I hope it did. Like, that, you know, this guy was able to go out and put on his own tours and do all of his own booking and put out his own records all by himself. Maybe that sort of helped in the decision-making process. I just hope that it keeps opening doors for me to work with new artists that I really want to work with. And yeah, at this point, I don't have any opposition to signing with another label, as well as no opposition to continue to release independently as well.
Okay. Well, let's get into your forthcoming album, Future Sex Computers, your full length that's scheduled to come out in spring on 1320 Records. What's in store? What sort of sneak peek can you let us in on?
Well, like I was telling you before, a lot of people might listen to this album and they might say to themselves, wow, this doesn't sound like Polish Ambassador, it sounds like Ample Mammal. And it does. It's definitely still dancey, but I'm starting to slow things down. I guess maybe I feel with me getting a little bit older, I'm starting to slow down a little bit. You know, I'm not super old, I just turned 30. But at the same time, you know, the youth and like the jumping around of your early 20s, I mean, that's maybe starting to subside a little bit. So I'm more interested in creating those melodies and like not necessarily just having that four on the floor beat that, you know, mimics the human heartbeat and just gets the crowd moving. I want to, with future music, just make people move, but then maybe make them move in a way that they're not so used to. So yeah, this new album, hopefully will do a lot of that. It's definitely very glitch heavy. It's bass heavy. It's great.
That's good. That's good. It's hard to pour your heart and soul into something and then break it down in a few words. I think you did a good job.
Thanks. Yeah, overall, I'm really enthusiastic about this album. It's definitely my favorite to date, you know, but I say that after every album. So I got this album coming out, and then I also have a free EP I'm going to release in anticipation of the album. So it's going to be a 5-remix EP called Homeboys in Outer Space. So I'm going to release info on that probably in a couple weeks here.
Oh, fantastic. Polish Ambassador fans, stay tuned for that. Before you go, I got to ask, you never leave home without the neon jumpsuit. I know it has nothing to do with the music, but ever since I was a kid, I've wanted a damn jumpsuit. Where do I get one?
Oh, man, you know, the answer is you can't, because I can't even get it. Like, I've looked all over the internet for that thing. The brand name is, I don't even remember what the brand name is, but I've searched it, and it was one of those companies that probably had, like, a year's worth of production and then closed their doors, and there's no trace of them anywhere.
Well, you've got your hands on an original. You're an original yourself, David Sigalski, the Polish Ambassador, Ample Mammal. Thanks so much for being on the UNS podcast.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Well, that's going to do it for this week's UNS podcast. Special thanks go to Chad Cohen of Mr. Bugsley and, of course, my guest, David Sigalski. The Polish Ambassador will be appearing at Pianos in New York City this Sunday as part of Fresh Face Sundays presented by Mr. Bugsley and Def Al. More info at MrBugsley.com. The Polish Ambassador's latest EP, Homeboys in Outer Space, is up on his website now, and his first album on 1320 Records is due this spring. Stay tuned to theUNS.com for updates. Coming up next week, the dubstep king of America himself, 12th Planet, will be on the UNS podcast. John Dotsie has been in the drum and bass and jungle scene for years out in L.A. and was one of the first purveyors of dubstep, along with his label, Smog L.A. Don't miss it. Remember to visit theunz.com for news, artist profiles, and tour dates from across the electronic music spectrum. There are also some great contests at theunz.com. You can win tickets to Ultra Music Festivals, Summer Camp, or a whole bunch of Biodiesel and Willis dates. Go ahead and subscribe to this podcast on iTunes, write us a review, tell us what you think of the show. If you have any questions, comments, or complaints about the program, or you'd like to be a guest on The Unz Podcast, contact me at anand@theunz.com. That's A-N-A-N-D @theunz.com. Catch you next week.